Thank you. Well now, how about that for an opener? That was music by the Latvian composer Petteris Vasks, as performed by the Norwegian violinist Mari Samuelsson and the Concerthaus Orchester of Berlin, something they're calling a meditation on violin and orchestra. And with that, welcome everyone to this weekly get-together we're calling Adagio, with your host, Drew Darling. It's an hour-long program devoted to your musical pleasure and wide-ranging curiosities. It's a musical program for people who appreciate silence. And this week it's for people who enjoy gazing up into the cold, crisp, clear winter night skies. Because for the remainder of the month, we are being treated to a spectacular display of Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. Venus, for example. Because it orbits nearer to the Sun than we do, it's often obscured by the Sun's glare. But now, at its maximum distance from the Sun, it can be seen easily shining like a headlight above the western horizon at sunset. But even though Venus is brighter, it is Mars that is getting all the attention lately, because Mars is at perigee this week, meaning it's in its nearest approach to Earth, making it appear bigger and brighter in the sky than usual. Better still, this close passing of Mars to Earth also coincides with Mars' opposition this week, the point at which the Sun, the Earth, and Mars line up with Earth in the middle, the Sun directly behind us, and Mars straight ahead. So that the Sun's full glare shines right over our shoulders, onto the surface of the planet, reflecting back to us its rusty red color. However, even though Mars appears bigger and brighter and quite red during this close approach, it will still only appear as a star-like point of reddish light with the naked eye. So you will need a pair of binoculars or a telescope to distinguish it from the stars in the background. If you don't have a telescope, try to meet up with your local astronomers club. They will probably welcome your enthusiasm. Or even with a decent pair of binoculars, go out in the evening and look for Mars in the northeast. By midnight, it will be quite high in the sky above the southern horizon. And towards sunrise, it will be dropping down to the northwest. Got that? Early evening, northeast, midnight, high in the south, and before dawn, look for it in the northwest. Then, once you've found it, consider this. You are looking at something 243 million kilometers away. And the other is, it's as if you're looking back through time, as if at an archaeological site. Because the evidence is pretty solid now that Mars once had rivers and large bodies of water. And growing all the time is evidence that Mars supported life of some kind at some point in its past, and some form of life may still be present. For example, 4 billion years ago, they tell us, conditions on Mars were far more hospitable than today. The Martian landscape had thousands of rivers and lakes. It had an atmosphere, comfortable temperatures, and a chemical balance that could very well have sustained complex organisms. And that's the exciting part, isn't it? To look at Mars and realize that there may very well have been life up there? And that there still might be?
Thank you.
Hello, it's me again, Drew Darling, dropping back in here just in case you're wondering, what is this? What are we listening to? The program is called Adagio, and it's a collection of slowed-down music of any genre, any era, any point of origin, anything, so long as it has that visceral quality to it. And the program hosts its own website where you will find a playlist for each week and from time to time links to videos featuring the week's performers. You will find it all at radioadagio.com if and only if you enter Radio Adagio as one word. You will also find a contact link there in case you have suggestions or comments you'd like to add.
Rest your weary world in their hands. can see angels around you. They shimmer like mirrors in summer. There's someone who's loved you forever. But you don't know it. You might feel it. Just not showing.
Every night he'd come to me. I'd cook for him, I'd pour his tea. I was in my 30s then. I'd made some money.
Gabriela,
Herodes.
Sempre Gabriela. Passei um café ainda escuro e logo me pus a caminho. Eu quero rever Gabriela, provar seu cheirinho.
Manhã bem cedinho na mata, o sol derramou seu carinho. Um brilho na folha da chapa, sem rever meu beijinho.
Gabriela, se ainda sobrasse um dinheiro, podia comprar-te um vestido.
E mais um vidrinho de cheiro, contar-te um segredo no vidro.
Te trouxe um anel verdadeiro, sonhei que era teu preferido. Pensei, repensei tanta coisa. Me deixa ser teu marido.
Pensei, repensei tanta coisa. Queria casar-me contigo,
Gabriela. Gabriela, todos os dias esta saudade, felicidade, cadê você? Já não consigo viver sem ela. Eu vim à cidade pra ver Gabriela. Tenho pensado tanto na vida. Volta, bandida, mata essa dor. Volta pra casa, fica comigo. Eu te perdoo com raiva e amor. Chega mais perto, moço. Casa de sombra, vida de monge, quanta cachaça na minha dor.
Volta pra casa, fica comigo, que eu te espero.
Sem lua, pulei a cancela, caí do cavalo, perdi Gabriela. Ó, lua de cera, ó lua singela, lua feiticeira. Cadê Gabriela?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is about it for the week. The band is packing up. Don't forget to look for Mars this week in the Northeast just after dark. It's quite a show up there. And if you liked what you've heard, come back to us next week and we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of Keith Jarrett's groundbreaking solo piano album, The Köln Concert. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.